Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 34. Today we'll be talking about how to practice loving yourself. It feels really good to be back in here and doing what I love to do. And we'll have some fun topics along the way, lots of planning that's been taking place, and bringing you guys some tools to help yourself grow, and some reflection pieces as well. So today, without further ado, I want to get into how to practice loving yourself. What does that mean when I ask the question, how do we love ourselves? Or what exactly does that mean, Sandy? A lot of times just loving ourselves means that we just grow strong in our self-worth, even when we've made mistakes or feel insecure or even receive criticism. It's not easy to love yourself, especially if you struggle with putting yourself first, or your views of yourself may also taint how you love yourself. And today I hope to give you some helpful tips that not only have helped me, but also that I've given to clients and family members and things along the line that I have learned. I want to pass these practical tools to you as well. Why do you think it's important to love yourself? And what does it do to you when you do those things? Well, it means that we get to embrace our entire self, meaning strengths and weaknesses, setbacks, challenges, and mistakes that we've done. And a lot of times it's just beginning to observe ourselves and value ourselves rather than valuing other people's opinions or even judgment of you. And some of the health benefits I've also seen that are really good is that it helps people with that have anxiety or depression decrease those things, helps them to improve their physical health, helps to lower your self-worth. It helps with relationships, have a routine of having a healthier lifestyle choice, meaning exercising, dieting. Also the freedom of depending on others' approval or validation of you. That's a tough one. But also setting some healthy boundaries and even helps to create resilience in us. Then we can overcome obstacles and challenges, stressful situations. Just kind of want to give you guys some helpful tips here. Won't spend a lot of time in this, but I think it's important to just know, how do we help others love themselves? How do we help ourselves love ourselves? And where does that come from? Sometimes we think that sometimes that's tainted in our views of how to love ourselves, again, according to the core beliefs that we see or have heard, or the things that we've told ourselves. So it's important to rule out, what's your view of loving yourself, or how have you loved yourself? And then that should give you an answer on whether it's a healthy view or unhealthy, and then beginning to apply some of these practical tools. Developing that, it's not an all or nothing kind of process. Doesn't mean that you're the most confident or vain person. Instead, it just means that we become less critical and more compassionate with ourselves and having grace. And we begin to kind of focusing on our strengths and beginning to foster healthy relationships. And so the first thing that I come up with is learning to identify and embrace your strengths.
What does that mean?
And basically, in a nutshell, it's like overcoming that inner dialogue you have going on, or that inner critic. We could be our worst enemy, guys. Do you think? Because I know I can. Learning to identify some of your strengths, some of your talents. What are some positive things about you? Doing so allows that for you to begin to, instead of dwelling on the negative or faults, you begin to improve on those things that you're more confident in, focusing in on your abilities. And so that's really important, is to make sure we identify and embrace some of those strengths. The other things that I've seen too that have been helpful for me and tools I've given others is developing a mindfulness about you. And a lot of times people think mindfulness, like, what is exactly does that mean? Because I'm always in my mind. Basically, it involves training your mind to be more present and aware rather than letting it being distracted by thoughts. And you know, I don't know about you, but for me, we can let our thoughts just run from us and have negative self-thoughts and get into this negative thinking. I have this thing that I do with some of my clients that I put putting the thoughts on trial. And basically, it's just like thinking of a trial, and there's you are the judge. And what are those things that you're thinking about yourselves? And are those facts or feelings or negative mindsets? You know, using that kind of system to help you get out of those negative cycles and self-defeating thoughts. Because it's easy for us to react and be self-critical in those moments. So mindfulness helps people create space, helps people to ground themselves, helps people to separate from thoughts, and choose a different response. Those things, a lot of times people I have create affirmations that they can speak over themselves, yoga, even meditation, even meditating on the word of God, or even learning like what can I ground myself with. A lot of simple things that I'll do with some of my clients is that tell me five things you see around the room, whether it's that you are seeing it with your eyes, or you can smell it, or hear it, or touch it. So basically, it's like the five senses, five things you see, or hear, or smell, or taste, or touch. Those are some things that help you to stay grounded when those thoughts are just becoming wild in your mind. You seem very out of control in your thinking. Developing a mindfulness practice for yourself. Third thing I want to say is being careful that you're not comparing yourself. And that's another deadly trap that I find myself at times can get into, and have seen it in others, where it's very common and could be a very dangerous habit that really takes away from loving yourself. So thinking about it, that everywhere you go, you may see and evaluate others better than you and you less than. And so kind of staying away from the shortcomings or flaws that you see, or even social media, guys, can do that. I try not to be on social media a whole lot. Don't really care for it. Sometimes I feel like it's more like fake news for me, and or people are not really playing who they really are, but it's a part of them that's not authentic. So a lot of times I really have a hard time going on there, and I try to be very mindful of that, because easily you can compare yourself to this person or what that family is doing or what we're not doing and should be doing. We put a lot of unnecessary pressure on ourselves. So a lot of times you can't stop this behavior completely, but it becomes where you can kind of minimize that to some extent if you really begin to kind of monitor, self-monitor what you're thinking, when it's happening, then redirect your thoughts in that to something else that is a positive light, or a lot of times reversing that, like, you know what, I'm so grateful for this or this season that I'm growing in, versus like, oh gosh, I'm not growing. So reversing those thoughts in a positive manner, like learning to just make better choices or taking action and outside of yourself, of just knowing like, what motivates me, you know, what's going to get me to stop this comparison. And so those are some things to kind of watch your comparison and keep that in check. The other thing is, to me, one of the things that I think is really important is making sure we have healthy boundaries And that's a hard one because I quickly learned that whenever I would say no and was so used to doing certain things and saying yes to everything I was involved in or would help out in, and the minute I started to say no, I would get a lash back at of people being upset. And I thought, I don't want to upset people, but I really realized that a way of loving yourself is setting those healthy boundaries and learning when to say yes, learning when to say no. And we have to communicate that with others, willing to give or take, but we get to choose on whether we say yes or no. So setting healthy boundaries is really important on practicing to love yourself. Also, the next thing I want to say is that setting small goals and following through with that. A simple goal that I've been working on for 2024 has been that I just want to read at least 15 minutes a day. That may seem very easy for a lot of y'all out there, but for me, I'm trying to finish a book that I start versus picking up multitude different books and then not finishing them. So one of those goals for me this year was to set aside 15 minutes to just read. Another thing was like working out, reflecting back on almost 3 weeks and thought, okay, I need to get a little bit better at that. I set out 3 to 4, and I started off well in the beginning of the year, and then I'm kind of fizzling out. So it's time to regroup and say, okay, is 3 or 4 realistic or not? Do I need to cut it down to 2 or 3? Being okay with that. That's the great thing about goals, is that you can revisit them and change them, but that if they just sit there and you don't do anything, then it makes you kind of be hard on yourself because, great, I didn't follow through on what I said. So goals are meant to be altered, but making sure we're following them, even if it means, like I said, the 3 to 4 day workout. If that doesn't work, then go down to 2. Then the other thing you want to do is write down some accomplishments. What are you proud of? What are some little things that are happening? One of the things that I tell some of my couples that I work with is the analogy of, I see you. And that simply means that I see when you're doing something good. And doesn't that make you feel good when you hear someone else saying, wow, I noticed this about you and I love that about you. Or, hey, I saw, even with our children, I saw when you helped out your sibling. Just things like that just kind of boosts our ego and makes us want to do good things and makes us know we're on the right track. And so making sure that you're writing down some of those accomplishments. What are you proud of? Like, to me, it would have been like, I spent more than 15 minutes today reading. And so I was proud of myself to know, like, I'm doing this, or developing a quiet time, setting that time aside and looking at your week last week and say, hey, you know what? I wasn't able to do it every day, but I did it 3 out of the 7 or 4 out of the 7. But just being aware of those little accomplishments, being proud of yourself for that. The other thing is, let go of the shame. Ugh, I can't stand that word. That's a hard one to kind of look at because I feel like we, again, could be that worst critic. We don't accept ourselves or not have unconditional love towards ourselves, or our love is based on condition on what we're doing or not doing. And we can even say that on people. But learning to just be your authentic self, learning to know, what are you doing? Share more about yourself, your feelings, your experience with others. Be more honest and open about how you're feeling, what you believe. And that could be so freeing. It also helps to deepen relationships too, is what I've seen, and even improve when you're being the authentic self. Now, remember, people that set boundaries, a lot of times they don't like you being authentic or even addressing things. But if you feel like I have to set a boundary and say how this makes me feel, or being attacked by someone, setting a boundary of, I'm not going to allow you to do that. People may ridicule you for being honest, but taking a stand for you is what matters if it's done in a healthy way for you. I'm not saying that have critique someone and be very positive and not attacking or mean with your words. And so that's different than, you know, you approaching someone and saying, hey, these things hurt me, because you are being, that's your authentic self. Like, it's so liberating to be able to share certain things like that. Letting go of shame and being the authentic self, I feel, is another tip. The other thing is, like I said, loving yourself unconditionally, no strings attached. Like, okay, I'm going to soften my words and be kind to myself and learn to let go of things. Even if it shows I made a mistake, you know what, I don't really like this about me. But learning to know, like, I'm working on me and I'm going to love even those parts of me that I don't like right now until I fully understand why do I do this. And learning to forgive yourself without setting limitations or restricting yourself. I think that's important. The other thing is learning to just affirm yourself, like speak kind words to yourself, be graceful to yourself. And another one that kind of comes up too is learning to have self-care time, like things that are going to feed you, that are going to help you grow, even renewing yourself, like setting aside time to walk or a mani-pedi. What makes you feel good? You know, what makes you feel good about yourself, and making sure we're setting that time aside and learning what that is and beginning to practice those things. Those are things that are important to practice loving yourself, forgiving yourself for past things. It's like, that's another technique of, I need to learn to forgive myself for past things that I've done. That's not who I am. And I heard C.S. Lewis made a comment that I can't change, basically I'm paraphrasing here, but I can't change the past of who I was, but I can change who I can become now in the future. And so just learning to forgive yourself for past mistakes and looking towards the future. You know, I also want to challenge those critical beliefs about you or those negative thoughts about you. It's time to kind of look at them versus run away from them. A lot of times clients don't like to do this. I myself don't like thinking about why do I say this about me? Why do I say I'm not smart? Or, God, that was so stupid to do, Sandy. Why did I say that? Interrupt yourself, challenge that negative thought, put it on trial, or challenge that critical belief on, why am I being critical here? Is this really true? Could there be another option on why I was being so hard on myself? Challenging yourself with those negative thoughts and being more kind, having more gentle thoughts about you. Another thing I think about is being thankful. It's important on ways that you can love yourself is being thankful for what's happening in your life. I'm growing. Hey, I read 15 minutes a day today. That means, like, I'm so grateful that I was able to do that, or I'm so grateful that I'm working on myself. Who is your tribe too? I think support is important, that to have a support network around us. So connecting with positive people. Who is your tribe? Who are people that can encourage you or that can call things out on you and they love you through it? They're not judging you, but helping you to love yourself and even pointing out things to you in the right approach with the right heart, and you're taking it in. So having positive people around you is really important to appreciate yourself and others, having those people in your life. I have a handful of people in my life that I know I can call upon. They will pump me up. If I'm having a bad day or being really critical or not being kind to myself, it's connecting with my tribe. It's connecting with those people that are going to speak life into you versus like, yeah, you're right. You should have done this differently. Stay away from those negative Nellies and or negative people that you know are not going to have your back in that. The other thing is taking care of your body and mind. Those things really help too and keep you to stay motivated and create positivity in you. Helps to find ways to take care of yourself. What do I need to do to take care of myself? Even if it means going for a little walk or just kind of clearing my mind. Again, those mindfulness techniques. What? Putting on some spa music or white noise or worship music. Dance all out kind of song. I'll have those moments that I'm just like, I'm just going to put on a song. And I even think of a song that just comes to mind right now of the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited and I can't just hide it. And I'll just blare that on my computer and start dancing in my office. And I need that. I needed that moment to just let loose and dance it out, act crazy in my own office, or even my family, you know, will laugh at me because sometimes I have concerts in the car and I'll tell family like I'm having a concert, and it's my moment of like just like escaping, letting loose of the cares of this world and the work week. You know, important to take care of your mind, take care of your body. It helps with self-confidence too. And then, you know, another thing I think about is healing that inner part of you. It's important to kind of just have unconditional love and encouragement, current views of ourselves and others and the world and beginning to work on any kind of healing, any emotional wounds that you may be carrying from childhood, from past relationships, from family members. This can be really essential when learning to love yourself, like working through those challenges. And I believe in the power of having a mentor, a counselor, so that you're able to heal and talk about those things that are hard, or maybe you've never talked about them. And I believe that's part of helping to love yourself. If you don't take care of those parts that are hurting, then you're not truly loving yourself like you should be. I believe God doesn't want us to walk around wounded. You know, when I think of who knows our life hurts in this world, it's God, Jesus himself. Like, he experienced life on earth and people ridiculed and called him names and mistreated him. And he experienced hurts. And even a time where he just thought, like, Lord, forgive them for they do not know what they do. Like, that's a strong statement to say, to know, like, they don't know. They don't have the right tools. They haven't walked through their own pain. This is why they're hurting other people. A lot of times we don't have the tools, right? And like that comment I made of C.S. Lewis, and that I paraphrased, like, I can't change who I was, but I can change from now and the future of who I am and who I become. So I want to challenge you today in just really beginning to love yourself. What does that look like, guys? What do we got to do to begin to shed light on those things? On, do you love yourself? Or finding ways on, how do I love myself more? I'm hoping that some of these tips will really help you, because loving yourself means that you're accepting yourself right where you're at, all your imperfections, all the things, all the feelings of insecurity, all the comparison, changing how you talk and how you view yourself, and seeing as a work in progress, learning to work on those strengths, learning to work on those weaknesses. Those are the things that are going to help you to love yourself. Thank you for listening to the Curious with Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel, and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at CarriersOfHope.com, and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.